It was the end, but strangely too, a new beginning. As people stood around me, the mist lay low, encircling their feet, but it did not lie as low as me. I had tried to make them see me, but they could not. So here I am, trapped down here in the cold, cold box of warm wood. A warmth that, although with the best intentions, leaves me cold. I yearn for a very strong cup of tea in a china cup made by a wee loved woman to heat my body. Sadly, she is long gone ahead of me whilst I am here, traversing this hinterland. I would like to talk to the people gathering around me, to ask them to wait for the sun to shine brightly and spread its warmth through their bones. Surely then they would stay by my side a little longer. "Do not leave me," I sob, "for I do not want to leave you." My entreaties go unanswered as I feel myself fading from their world with every passing second, as the priest with his prayers banishes me to some sacred, beautiful place I have yet to see. I do not see a light at the end of a tunnel. I do not feel contentment. I do not really understand. Your name flutters like a butterfly, teasing me, but I cannot catch it. I can see your outline and your shoes, stout brown lace-ups, as they fade in and out of the mist, but they remain untouchable. If there was a breeze, I may catch your calming scent. Strange how I do not remember your name, but I remember how I would hold your shirts to my face and breathe you in so as to hold you forever.